Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Pesachim, daf Kuf Aleph. We left off, I believe, I'm confusing the night chair, the morning chair. I believe we left off at the bottom of Kuf Amud Beis. If we didn't, we'll go over the last Gemara anyway. We left off by, we'll start from the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Isam, first one in the line is Bnei Adam. Isam Bnei Adam. We'll start from there. Just a quick synopsis on the first two blot that we've had so far in Arvi Pesachim. We have had essentially two machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Just a reminder, we're learning again today, Pesachus Fushlema of Yehudas Bas Simcha Rachma, Pesach Shachal Yisrael. So the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak brought that one is not allowed to eat a large meal, one's not allowed to eat a full start a meal 9 hours into the day, from 9 hours and up, on Erev Pesach. And the Gemara brought that it's actually Mechlekes, why he focuses on Erev Pesach, is Mechlekes Rabbi Yosi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Yom Tov, whether you can start a meal later than 9 hours into the day. Rabbi Yosi says it's permissible, Rabbi Yehuda says usur. So we ultimately came out, the Anachnami, that our Mishnah was just coming to say, even Rabbi Yosi, it says normally it's permissible, agrees that Erev Pesach is usur. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, of course, it's usur every Erev Shabbos, and every Erev Yom Tov to start a meal 9 hours, after 9 hours into the day. Of course, we connected it to what we do on Purim, that was on a Friday. And in general, the halacha lemaaseh is about not having, the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin, like Rabbi Yosi, that eating on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, is permissible, but starting a larger meal more than normal, that Shulchan Aruch says is still something which one should not do. Okay, so that's even, not just Erev Pesach, even on regular Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, lemaaseh wants you machmer, not to eat a larger meal, but it is permissible to eat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, more like Rabbi Yosi. That was one machlekes. Then we had another machlekes in yesterday's daf, when one was already eating. If one started a meal, and Tosfos in the Rishonim explained, the Ran explained, we're talking about where he started the meal beheter. He started before 9 hours. So he started the meal beheter, and the meal schleps all the way into evening, into nightfall. This is a machlokes by regular Shabbos, and the Gemara connects it to what will be by Erev Pesach as well. Does one have to be mafsik his meal, stop, bench, and then start a new meal at night, Friday night, or by Yom Tov? Or can one just continue his meal without being mafsik? Rabbi Yosi says one could just continue without being mafsik. Rabbi Yehuda says one has to be mafsik. According to Rabbi Yosi, one has to be mafsik, it's great. You mafsik, you bench, and you start a new meal, and you make kiddush, of course. According to Rabbi Yosi, Tosfos, the Rishonim explained that you're not mafsik. What do? You finish the meal, and you make kiddush after the meal. Bechiddush. You make the kiddush after the meal, which we explained that could be totally in the machlekes, in the Chakira. What is the idea of kiddush makom suda? The fact that I can make the kiddush after the meal would seem to indicate that the kiddush makom suda is a dim tzad. Kiddush has to be connected to a suda, not that the suda needs kiddush, because in this case, the kiddush taking place after the suda, we will have two more rayas in the Chakira in today's daf. Today's daf, the main focus is going to be kiddush makom suda. But again, that machlekes yesterday's daf was whether or not you have to stop the meal that's already existing beheter in order to start a new meal on Yom Tov night, the Shabbos night, or not. Rabbi says you do not have to stop the meal. Rabbi says one does have to stop the meal, and came along Shmuel with really either, according to Rashbam, not so much a pshara, a psak like Rabbi Yosi, but a chumrah that instead of stopping the meal, totally spread out a cloth and make kiddush. And Tosfos says it's not a psak like Rabbi Yosi. It's a third sheet that the Yerushalmi brings b'shem the chachamim, that instead of being mafsik, we don't say don't do anything like Rabbi Yosi. We don't say be mafsik Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, we spread out a cloth. And again, that was one of the eitzes they gave for a Purim on Erev Shabbos. The Meiri, the Mordechai, they say that you can spread out a cloth over the food and make kiddush, and then continue the meal. We pointed out, just quickly again, that when you make kiddush in such a scenario, you're not making a bari pi hagafen because you already were drinking wine, presumably, in the meal before. And you're not going to make a maitzi also because pashtas yam achiv and other maitzi. So that is both these brachas, a maitzi and a gafen would be suffic. And some would say you do have to make a new bracha, but we're not sure. And therefore we wouldn't make a new maitzi, we wouldn't make a new hagafen, we'd simply just make kiddush and then continue, and then uncover the meal, and continue. There's actually enough nafkmina, which we did not speak of yesterday, interesting nafkmina that Chorinim discussed. If we're not making the new amaitzi, so when the Baal Bais presumably takes Lecha Mishnah, Friday meal, he didn't have Lecha Mishnah. On Friday night, he's going to have Lecha Mishnah, so he's not making the new amaitzi, just takes Lecha Mishnah, makes Kiddush first, and then takes Lecha Mishnah. And he cuts into Lecha Mishnah. Normally, as long as the Reisha Bayis has Lecha Mishnah, he makes a Maitzi, everyone is Yates with his Bracha, and everyone gets a piece of that Lecha Mishnah, and they're Yates Lecha Mishnah because they're all getting from the Lecha Mishnah of the Baal Bayis. But that's all good when he makes a Bracha and everyone's being Yates from his Bracha. In this case, he's not making a Bracha. He takes Lecha Mishnah, he cuts it, and he gives it to the Bnei Bayis. Lechaira, each person should need their own Lecha Mishnah because you're not being Yates from a Bracha on the Lecha Mishnah. That's an Achrainisha concern that they bring up, that you should have to need your own Lecha Mishnah, each one of the Bnei Bayis. Lechaira, logically, it does make a lot of sense. Okay, side point, and that's relevant again. Obviously, it just happened couple days ago. So for those that there were people that were naig, again, a lot of the Peskim are not so into this because it leads to many questions. The not making a Bar Piyah Guffin is really a suffix. It's not making a Maitzi is a suffix. When we pass on Sefer Brachos Lachol, but it's really a suffix. What to do about benching, exactly what to do about davening, it leads to different shilas, and therefore it seems to be, again, the Meiri said one could do it on Purim that falls out on Friday. One could do this Eitzah. Meiri says it. So it's not like unheard of. The Rishonim already discussed it. However, the Achreinim has already brought the, already in the Nisa Kalim. And of course, Representative Miller here in Toronto held that that's not the optimal Eitzah. One should avoid being Peres Mappa on Purim that falls out on Friday and the like. Okay, so we left off with the Gemara, three lines at the bottom. We're going to get into a new Gemara, but focusing again on something we touched on yesterday, namely Kiddush Makom Suda. That's going to be our main focus of the daf. And the second focus of the daf, second part of the daf, will focus on whether when one moves from place to place, whether that requires a new bracha in general. Forget about with regard to Kiddush in general, what requires a new bracha when one moves from place to place, really more of a Hilchus Brachas type of sugya. Okay. Oisam Ne'adam, Shekitchu Bebeisek Neses, Amarav, Yidei Yayin Le'yatsu, Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. Those people that were Mekadish in a base Knesset and shul, very common in our shul, of course, in Viewmount, that on Friday night, this Kiddush and shul on Friday night, says Rav, those people that heard Kiddush, that were part of Kiddush Friday night in shul, they're not Yetzah Yidei Kiddush. I'm sorry. They're not Yetzah Yidei Yayin. When they go home, they need to make a new Bar Piyah Guffin. The Bar Piyah Guffin in shul does not satisfy for them to not have to make a bracha. They have to make a new bracha Bar Piyah Guffin when they get home. But Kiddush, the Yetzah. They're Yetzah Kiddush on that Kiddush that was done in Shul. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, Af Yidei Kiddush Le'yatsu. You're not Yetzah, not only you're not Yetzah the Bracha for Yayin, for Bar Piyah Guffin, you're also not Yetzah the Bracha of Kiddush, top of Kavav Manalf. You're not Yetzah Yayin or Kiddush. By the way, the Gemara doesn't even bring it out, but the Gemara is going to bring it at the bottom of the Amar, the third sheet of it, which is Rabbi Yechanan, who says the opposite of Shmuel, and more of a Kiddush than Rav. Not only are you Yetzah Yidei Kiddush, you're also Yetzah Yayin, and you need not make a new Bracha of Yayin when you get home. The Gemara is going to right away bring a brisa, not like a Bechran, and hence the reason why we only bring it at the end, and don't focus on Bechran. First, we bring Rav Shmuel, we're going to focus on this Machlokes Rav Shmuel. But again, just to point out, there is a third sheet of Rav Bechran that what person is Yetzah, even the Bracha for Yayin, and he's also certainly going to be Yetzah the general Chiyav of Kiddush. So the Mar first, before getting into really, the base of the Machlokes of Rav Shmuel is going to get back to whether you need Kiddush Makom Suda. That's the base of the Machlokes. Obviously, the people in Shul are not eating a meal. They're eating a meal when they go home. So according to Rav, we're saying Rav says, you're still Yetzah Kiddush. Obviously, Rav is not Makbet on Kiddush Makom Suda. And Shmuel is saying, you're not Yetzah. We're going to see Shmuel is Makbet on Kiddush Makom Suda. But the Murph first asks more, I'll call it more technical questions, that according to Rav, El Rav Lamle Kiddush Abesei, according to Rav, the Yetzah Kiddush Shul, why make Kiddush ring at home? When you get home, everyone goes home and makes Kiddush. Why make Kiddush when you go home? You already ate the Kiddush in Shul. Answer is the Gemara. In order to be Maitzi, his wife and children is Banav and Bnei Beisai. His wife and children are Kiddush. Enacham, he was Yetzah. He's going to be Maitzi, his wife and children. Before we get back to Shmuel, this is a big topic. We're coming to be Maitzi, his wife and children. First of all, what is the Chiyav of a woman in Kiddush? What is the Chiyav of a woman in Kiddush? We focused on this very much. Obviously, when we learned the Gemara Brachas, Avchafi focused on it. I feel like much more recently, in Pesachim, we discussed this at length. But again, we'll quickly chazer over. A woman's Chiyav in Kiddush is Daraisa. Gemara Brachas, Avchafi says, Nashim Mechuyev in Kiddush Dvar Taira. Woman Mechuyev in Kiddush on Shabbos Dvar Taira. Menat Taira, which first of all you pointed out is a clear, not such a Kiddush, but it's a clear right that Kiddush Bechlal is Midaraisa. The Chiyev of Kiddush on Shabbos Midaraisa. And women also have a Chiyev, that same Chiyev Midaraisa. Why? The Gemara explains it in their brachas because Zachar Veshamar. In that Sefer Sirbis says Zachar in one place, Shamar in another place. Zachar means positive commandments. Remember Shabbos. That's positive commandments. And most specifically, it's referring to the positive commandment of Kiddush, Zachar, Zachariah Le'ayin. We'll have the Gemara coming up in 4 or 5 blocks from now. Zachariah Le'ayin. So there's a positive commandment of Kiddush, and women typically are exempt from positive commandments that's time related. But the Pasuk says in the other Seres Dibros, in Veschan and Yisroi, the Pasuk says, Shamar is Yemeshab. Shamar is a lashon of love. Shamar is be careful. Hishamar, pen va'al are all leisaseis. Women are obligated in all leisaseis, even time related leisaseis. Women are mechuyev. So we say we darshan because the Torah inter it switches. Zachar v'shamar. We say whoever is mechuyev in shamar is also mechuyev in zachar. And nashim, therefore, even since they're mechuyev in shamar, the mechuyev in leisaseis of Shabbos, they're also mechuyev in nasays. It's a machlekes. Doesn't mean dafka kiddush. That's the simple Gemara is reading on brachas avchav. Rambam says it extends not just kiddush, also means avdallah, because avdallah Rambam holds is a form of the same idea of kiddush. You're bookending the Shabbos by sanctifying the beginning and end. And some rishonim want to learn that women are mechuyev in all positive commandments of Shabbos, because again, zachar v'shamar is a drasha across all positive commandments of Shabbos. One basic afkin will be, let's say, There's many afkminis, but they shall shudus. Are they mechuyim in three sudas? Right? Any pasuk remember Shabbos, women would yes be mechuyim because whoever's part of shomer hazachar, that's not the shita. Okay, but for our focus right now, women are mechuyim on a derived level on in kiddush. So the achrenim are very bothered. Mechas chinuch, Tam Vav says, what's going on over here? This guy heard kiddush in shul. We're saying he's fully yetsa. He was fully yetsa chiyuv of kiddush in shul, and then he's going home to be meitzi his wife. He's yetsa already. She has a full fesh chiyuv deraisa. How is a person who's fully yetsa being meitzi his wife? Who still has a full fesh chiyuv? So now, this typically would say that simple answer is you have a concept of arvus. You have a concept of klei yisrael of reiv mezalzeh. So if I was yetsa my chiyuv and you were not, I could be meitzi you because the fact that you have a chiyuv and I have arvus to you, I have a certain achrayas to you to make sure that you do your mitzvahs. So that allows me to be meitzi you. That's the basic din of arvus. However, the Dagum Ravava asks the Rush. He learns up in the Rush in Brachas as well. The guy be benching. The Rush over there discusses if women's not mechuyev benching, there's a man can't be meitzir because there's no din arvus. There's no din arvus for nisha. There's no din arvus for nisha. Ask the Dagum Ravava if there's no din arvus for nisha. How is the husband who is yetsa Kiddush being meitzi his wife? Now, we really had this kasha. We discussed this over there in Brachas, and again earlier in this Pesachta, maybe Kiyom Shabbos as well, that every Friday night, forget about the people who heard Kiddush in Shul. Everyone davens Ma'ariv in Shul, and we daven Ma'ariv, we're Yetzah Kiddush on a Deraisa level. When we daven Ma'ariv, we're Yetzah Kiddush on a Deraisa level with our Ma'ariv in Shul in Shemoneh Esrei. We're Yetzah Kiddush. When we come home, our Chiyuv as a man is only rabbinic. And the woman's chiv is still deraisa. And we have a discussion in the Gemara there, that's good for part of the discussion over there. Can someone who's mechiv b'davar midrabanim, one who's only mechiv b'davar, could they be meitzi, someone who's mechiv deraisa? So it's already an issue. Forget about what we just introduced over here in our Gemara, that they make kiddush in shul, even without kiddush al-kais in shul, just the Shemoneh Esrei alone could be problematic. How is someone who's mechuyev midrabanan being meitzi someone who's mechuyev midraisa? Again, if you don't have arvus, that would clearly take care of the issue. But if you don't have arvus, you still have an issue. So we point out in the past a couple of different answers to that. We say that's perhaps why women who don't daven ma'ariv all week, or don't daven even mincha perhaps all week, but they specifically daven ma'ariv Friday night in order to be on the same madriga as the husband. If they daven ma'ariv, they're also yetzi l'chiyuv deraisa. That was one answer we gave. We spoke of Rav Akiva Eiger in the past that even saying good Shabbos, when the wife says to the husband, good Shabbos, so saying the words good Shabbos could be a kiyum of the chiv of kiddush hayyim on a derice level. You sanctify the Shabbos by saying good Shabbos. We said from Sif Pesach Frank, we said the person, the husband in shul, is not having a mind to be yetzah kiddush with the davening, with the Shemoneh Esrei in shul, because he knows he's going home to make kiddush al kais. He knows he's being meitzi his family, but he also knows he's going to make kiddush al kais, which is the din gzeir darban anyway. And since he knows he's going to make kiddush in the most optimal way, so therefore he has a mind to be yetzah when he gets home and not in shul, and therefore he's on the same level as the wife. Those are different answers we gave then. So in our case, the question just steps up a drop further, because not just the husband yetzi kiddush on a deraisa level, but he's still mechuyev midrabanan because kiddush in Shemoneh Esrei is deraisa, but he still have the chiyuv derabanan of kiddush al kais. In our case, you're making kiddush al kais. He's being yetzi within the shul with kiddush al kais. So the question is only stronger. So that last answer from Sri Pesach Frank is still good. The last answer that the husband, when he hears kiddush in shul al kais, when he goes home to be meitzi b'nei b'yisai, since he knows he's going to do that, he's taka as a mind not to be yetzi. Meaning, Rav was just saying, if he wants to be yetzi, he's yetzi in shul. Why do we go and make kiddush? Because the mice have a mind not to be yetzi because you want to be meitzi your family. You're b'nei b'yisai. That would be one simple answer to the Dagum Rav of his kasha, how he's meitzi b'nei b'yisai, even though he's ready yetzi, and even though there's no arvus for a woman. That would be answer number one. Answer number two, he says b'nei b'yisai lashon gemara didn't say wife. It said he goes home and he's yikei leitzi banav u'bnei beisai. Now banav is a banav ketanim, banav pashas, banav. He's being meitzi banav bnei beisai. Banav ketanim, he's still a little bit shver. He's not being meitzi anyone. But okay, but you could say banav could be gedalim, didn't go to shul, so he's being meitzi this arvus for them for his banav gedalim, and therefore else that arvus he's able to make kiddush when he gets home. That could be a second taich, and it's not including the wife, which is not the pashas. Or the third answer, and this probably the most simple answer, Rav Akiva Eiger learns that Dagum Ravava misunderstood the Rush. Unbelievable. And when the Rush says there's no arvus Phoenicia and there's a big klal, he only meant there's no arvus Phoenicia, like the case of benching over there where the Gemara is contemplating that a woman's not mechuyev in benching. If she's not mechuyev in benching, midaraisa, so there's no arvus for her. A mitzvah she's not mechuyev in, there's no arvus from man to woman. But any mitzvah she's mechuyev in, there's an arvus for a woman just like there's arvus for a man. So since we learned out that a woman's mechuyev in kiddush just like a man, zachar b'shamar, the Gemara darshan seems mechuyev like a man, therefore there would be arvus even according to the Rush. That's what Rav Vega learns in the Rush. He argues in Dagum Ravava and says that there would be arvus, and that would be the most simple answer. How is a husband might see his wife if he's yetzah kiddush on a deraisa level and a derabanan level but hearing kiddush in shul? The answer is arvus. That's the most simple answer. And there's yes arvus for a woman as well and things that she's mechuyev in. Okay, so again, according to Rav, the person's yetzah kiddush in shul, he just has to make a nua guffin if he wants to drink wine, but kiddush he wouldn't have to make. Why do you make kiddush when you get home? To be be mitzi bnei beisai. It has to be mitzi them. We're going to go with the simple answer. Like Kivega is learning in the Rush that arvis applies to Nisha in something she's mechuyevin. So he mitzi her with arvis, even though he already was yaitza. Okay. Shmuel lamali the kudush kudush mekanishta. Opposite Shmuel says you're not yaitza kudush and shul. Right. So what's the point of making kudush and shul? Says the Gemara lafuke erchem diyechavasan. The guests who are going to remain in shul, they need to be yaitza kudush. And for them, this is their kiddush. To achlu v'shasu v'gadam b'mikdashta. They eat, they drink, they sleep in the shul, and this is their kiddush. Why? Because other shmul tamei shmul goes going to this reasoning. The amar shmul in kiddush al makam suda. Kiddush al makam suda. So those who are leaving to go home, they're not eating suda here. It's not going to get a kiddush, and therefore they have to make kiddush at home. They have to make a new kiddush at home because it's not kiddush al makam suda. Those that are staying here, for them, it's kiddush al makam suda. Tais is a little bothered. How on earth are they eating, sleeping in shul? L'chayr base knesses. You're not allowed to eat and sleep. We know our bat midrashim. We make tanai is that they're not really full base knesses. We put on mezuzas. Because we don't give the status to make Knesset, it's enable people to be able to eat and drink there. We have Kiddush there. We make our new shuls are more common with our shtiblach. We don't make them these big base Knesset rooms that are designated for davening, because otherwise you can't eat and sleep in those rooms. So what's pshat over here? Pashas is talking about regular base Knesset, and L'chari has Kedusha. So what's the pshat that they're eating, sleep, and drink? It means they would eat, sleep, and drink in these side rooms. They used to have chadarim. We had this also earlier. I think we had this in maybe one Erevin, but they had these towards the end of Erevin. We had these chadarim, these side rooms off to the side of the main shul, and those side rooms were there. Specifically, there were side rooms for the chasna Knesset, the Gemara discusses. So these were side rooms that enabled the people that were allowed, people were allowed to eat, sleep, and drink. So either the cases you could see from those rooms into the main sanctuary, and therefore the kiddush in the main sanctuary works for those rooms. Or kiddush itself is not so bothered by kaisa bracha, kaisa avdala, kaisa of bris milah. Tais that it's okay to do in a shul, but regular meals, even Shabbos meal, that you can't do in shul. So the chayyur is off to the side room. That's what Tais learns. But the point is that for these people who are staying there, that for them it's kiddush brachah masuda, but for everyone else it's not kiddush brachah masuda. And therefore Shmuel says they have to go home and make kiddush. The kiddush tak is not for them. The kiddush is only for the guests. Now the truth is some people have many shuls even nowadays have a minig, like we pointed out a few months, that's what they do. They have a minig to still make Kiddush Friday night. Even though it's extremely unlikely, it happened to have been in Viewmat. There was a fellow that was there for a while who stayed there and eat meals in the shul. Actually, it was sleeping overnight. It was an issue. But bezman hazeh, even when there's guests or there's people who have issues with place to stay, we typically find them places to stay either with stukas or with agencies, or we have invite these guests from out of town, invite them into our houses to eat. No one's staying and sleeping and eating in shuls. So why do we still make Kiddush in shul? Lamaisa Shechonach brings that it seems to be it's a minig, and if the minig in any particular shul is to still do it, we don't stop the minig, we continue. But any new shul should certainly not start it. Any new shul should not start that minig to make Kiddush Friday night, because there's no one really being yetsa that Kiddush. And even the shuls that still do it, the Shechonach brings Lamaisa. This is again Shechonach and Simon Reish Ayin Tes. Shechonach brings that you should give the wine, the grapes, this is what we do in shul. Give it to a katan to drink. It's actually machlokes nice to kalim. Is it better to give it to a katan shleigil chenach? Because the ma'aseh the katan zugil chinuch is drinking in a matzav of not kiddush makom suda, or is it better to give it specifically to the katan who's zugil chinuch? Because if it's under gil chinuch, then it's nothing. It's like no one drinking. It's like no one drinking at all. If it's gil chinuch, it's as if you give it to someone to drink, so you might see that katan lease and he's able to drink it. But bottom line is, you give it to katan machleik is what age? Under the age of 5, above the age of 5. Okay, that's a discussion in the nice kalim there. Now, Rama says, interesting enough, we know seems to be a chlekes whether one stands or sits by Kiddush, Litvish, Chasidish, whether you sit or stand by Kiddush. In the Kiddush and Shul, everyone should stand, and it's brought down that that's actually very interesting, even though the whole Kiddush and Shul we're saying now is not so simple, meaning if it's not an existing minig, don't put it into place in new shuls. However, if one in a place where they do make Kiddush and Shul, everyone should stand, and that's considered a skula for a refuah. If people have issues with their feet, with their knees, it's a skula for refuah. Standing by Kiddush and Shul for some reason, it's brought down as a schus to get a refuah shlema on issues with one's knees. Now, what's takar pshat that we make Kiddush and Shul, especially if no one's being yetzer? So if Zilberstein, obviously we're saying it's based on a minig, but even so, the minig doesn't have a place. So if Zilberstein wants to compare it, lighting Chanukah lecht in shul that it really started from, you could say it's very nice, but it really started from the idea of people that didn't have a place to go. Same idea, people staying in shul, so you have Chanukah lecht for those people. Now, if everyone goes home, they can light candles themselves. So what do you do? It's vital idea of Pesumei Nisa. It's the idea of, now, of course, Chanukah, there's a mitzvah Pesumei Nisa. We don't say by Kiddush Shabbos, it's mitzvah Pesumei Nisa, but he wants to say it's comparable. The idea of, even though no one needs to be yetzir the chiyav, needs to be yetzir their chiyav of Chanukah lecht by lighting in shul, we do it k'dei lefarsim. So to Kiddush, even if no one needs to be yetzir, we do it so much, almost as like a pirsim of the mitzvah. And there's a shtickle beraya to that, because if it was just the people in shul, so then let everyone leave. And you taka find this in certain shuls, they used to actually do this again in Viewmount. It used to be that the Shamish would make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos for those that, for whatever reason, weren't going home or didn't have a regular situation where they made Havdalah in the house every week. So there'd be a small group that would stick around for Havdalah. But most of the people would leave Matzah Shabbos and not make Havdalah in shul. But there was for years, there was Havdalah in a side room on Matzah Shabbos in shul. Kiddush Friday night, everyone says what's part of that means before Aleinu. Kiddush, everyone says what's the difference? So the idea is that the Chayra, it's part of this idea of Pirsum. Even the people going home to make Kiddush, who are we passing Shmuel, and you're not Yates in Shul, when Machmet make Kiddush at home, even so, everyone's there for it because it's like a Pirsum. So who then, when there's no one there to be Maitzi, even there's no one that's being Yetzah, could be for the Pirsum Shabbat. That's why we're doing it. As Zayzak Rav Zilberstein Shlita. Okay. Says the Gemara again. So Shmuel says, why do you make Kiddush? Why do you make kiddush in shul to be mitzi the guests, but really no, people who are not staying in shul are not yetzah because you need kiddush b'makam suda. And for the guests need the kiddush in shul to be yetzah kiddush b'makam suda. Okay, says the Gemara. Actually, no, before you go further, even let's say one more to the lines on kiddush b'makam suda. So it's a machlekes on kiddush b'makam suda. Number one is a deraisis darbaran machlekes in the rishonim. Is kiddush b'makam suda deraisa gedin or darbaran gedin? There's a machlekes with what the source of kiddush b'makam suda is. We're taking this for granted. What's the source? So Rashi himself brings two sources. Rashi brings the source the karusel shabbos einig. The karusel shabbos einig. As Isaac the Rashi, what does that mean? The makam kriya karusel is the kriya. Kriya is kiddush shamiy einig. You have to have kriya in the place of einig. Einig is the meal. So you have to have kriya in the place of einig. You need kiddush b'makam suda. That's Rashbam. Very interesting. The Rush has the same, almost the same source, but slightly different nusach. The Rush's source is this lush when he brings it is b'makam einig shamiy kriya. Again, we're bringing the same pasuk krasa shabbos einig. The Rashbam is reading it that b'makam kriya we have kiddush. That's we have to have einig. Whereas the Rush is learning b'makam einig we have einig. That's we have to have kiddush. And we spoke yesterday this chakira. We touched it, I think, earlier this morning already. We touched on it that there's a chakira. What is the idea of kiddush b'makam suda? Is the obligation of kiddush b'makam suda mitzad the kiddush? The kiddush is not called the kiddush unless it's connected to a suda, connected to some sort of food, some sort of meal. Or is it that the suda needs mitzad the suda of Shabbos needs to have kiddush connected to it in order to give it the proper note to be considered a proper full fledged suda of Shabbos needs the kiddush. Is the suda needs the kiddush, or is it the kiddush that needs the suda? We explained yesterday an afkamina. We gave a couple afkaminas. One afkamina we explained yesterday is whether or not there's a machlekes. Actually, I was leaving for later in the daf. I'm speaking now already. Machlekes ga'inim versus some of the rishonim, whether or not you could be yaitz a kiddush with a kazayas of not kazayas with mezainus, I should say, with mezainus, or you need to have a proper suda with bread. It passes up a kistin good enough, which is what obviously we're noyig. Passes up a kistin, we have arkadashim. We're noyig that it's okay. The guyin held it wasn't okay. The guyin held the guyinim held it. That's okay. The guyin held like Taisus. We can have it on base. Taisus holds that, or towards the bottom of Nalf. Taisus holds that you have to have bread. It means bread. You have to have bread in order to be yaitzei kiddush b'makam suda. Could be as telling in this chakira. If you hold that it's the kiddush needs to be connected to an einig, so it's the kiddush needs it, as long as you connect it to some sort of einig, even pasuk b'kistin, that's okay. But if you hold the idea that the einig needs kiddush, so it's the einig, the Shabbos meal, the suda of Shabbos, which is the suda of bread, of course the Shabbos meal is the suda of the pas, that's what needs the kiddush. So the kiddush b'makam suda is specifically by a meal of bread, not just by any meal. Here too, we can say the machlekes is the Rush and Rashbam, perhaps is in this drasha. But makam einig shamiyei kriya. That's mashma that the suda is what needs to be connected to a kiddush. Whereas according to Rashbam, in his first pshat, Rashbam is saying makam kriya. When you have kiddush, that's what you have einig. It's the kiddush needs to be connected to the kiddush is what needs to be makam suda, not that the suda needs to be makam kiddush. Okay. The Rashbam brings the second pshat. It's really the Gemara that coming up in Afkuf Zayin in 4 or 5 days from now, 6 days from now, where the Gemara says, it's a stamasvara. The reason why you need to make kiddush b'makam suda is because since you're the kaveya kiddush al yayin, it's b'stama that's b'makam suda svara. That since the idea of kiddush was not just said, just be mekadosh today, it was nikva al yayin. It makes sense if it's al yayin. It's in order to connect it to a suda. It is a svara. That's the other source of kiddush b'makam suda. Maybe there's more, but that's the other source that we have for now. Okay, says the Gemara further. They thought to say that Shmuel's psak that kiddush b'makam suda. Kiddush has to be makam suda, and therefore it's no good when you make kiddush in the shul and come to the house. You have to make new kiddush. It's only when you're leaving one house to another house. But within one house, going from place to place, that's fine. If you make kiddush in one part of the house and the meal is eaten in another part of the house, that's going to be okay. Shmuel wouldn't be concerned. That wouldn't be a steer to kiddush makam suda. Amr of Anam bar Tachlifa, have a communicator Shmuel for nachas me'igul arav ad mekadosh. We were in front of Shmuel, and he would go from the roof down to the ground floor, and then he'd make Kiddush. He didn't make Kiddush on the roof specifically. He was able to make Kiddush on the roof. He said, no, let's wait till we go down to the down floor because the meal's meeting downstairs, and he didn't want to make Kiddush on the roof and eat downstairs. So it sounds like even within the same house, there could be a concern. The Pesachim discussed that maybe it's different from the roof to the house, from roof to lower floor. It's much different floors. You can't see one to the other, but maybe within the same floor where you could see room to room, even if it's different rooms, but that would be okay for Kiddush Makam Suda. Rav Funa Savar in Kiddush El Makam Suda. Rav Funa also held that Kiddush is only Makam Suda, like Shmuel. Rav Funa Kaddish, Rav Funa made Kiddush. Viskakrele Shigra. He made Kiddush, but then the fire, the light, remember they didn't have electric back then. So the lamp that he had to see became extinguished, and he wasn't able to eat his meal, so he had to go to a different place. He went and he brought the kalim for the meal to the chuppah house of his son Rabbi. Back in the day, they used to marry off the son and house and give the house to their sons, to their children. So he basically went, he moved his meal from his house to his son's house, to his son's, to move the meal from where he started to his son's house. He then said Kiddush and he ate something over there. Why did he make Kiddush again? Alma, because he holds in Kiddush Alma Kasuda. He said he holds in Kiddush Alma Kasuda. This Lashon Tamidi, what does Tamidi mean? Tamidi sounds like small tasting, you only have to eat a little bit. Taisus here said this, I was referring to 2 moments ago. Taisus says, no, Ta'amidi is Lashon, he brings it right from elsewhere. Ta'amidi is Lashon meaning bread. Ta'amidi means Timus Lechem. As Taisus says, jump into the Taisus to Vessel. Ta'amidi, nearer the Hainu Timus Lechem, like we find over there in Shavuos, it means Lashon of a Lashon of eating bread. So it doesn't just mean tasting a little bit of Lashon of bread. This gets involved back with that Machlaikas, where the Kiddush Makam Suda, one's Yetza only with a proper Suda of bread, that's what Taisus seems to be saying, or the Gainim held, that one's Yetza, and the Vilna Gain, the Gra, rule like Taisvis. However, the Gain of El, that one could be Yetzer, even with, which is how we're naig, even with Pasab Abakis, and even with Mazinus, Ta'amidi is enough to be Yetzer, our Kiddush B'makam, our Kiddush B'makam Suda. Taisvis is bothered that what about the being Yetzer Shal Shuddis? Taisvis is discussing about being Yetzer Shal Shuddis, so it's actually very interesting Svar and Taisvis. Taisvis is being a Svar, which is totally agav. Taisvis says that Al Shal Shuddis, it wouldn't be a problem. Obviously, it's a Kiddush B'makam Suda issue. Shal Shuddis wouldn't be a problem because even if a person doesn't have a meal Friday night, a person's able to eat 3 meals Shabbos day. Taisvis points out that if a person doesn't have a meal Friday night, no problem, eat 3 meals Shabbos day, and that's fine. Now, the thing that's not going to be possible, if a person, for whatever reason, didn't have a meal Friday night, he should eat 3 meals Shabbos day. But it's not lechatchila. It's not really an option lechatchila. It's not that I have to have 3 meals over Shabbos whenever I want. That's lechur. I mean, I'm going to take it back. Rambam learns that a person is supposed to specifically have a meal Friday night, one meal, a second meal Shabbos morning before Chatzais, and a third meal Shabbos afternoon after Chatzais. That's the setup. That's what Rambam learns. Taisvis seems told that as long as I have 3 meals over Shabbos, that's okay. That's fine. It doesn't make a difference if I have 3 on Shabbos itself, Shabbos day, or 1 Friday night, 2 Shabbos day. Interesting. Machlekes Taisvis and Rambam. Okay. Says the Gemara. Alma Kasem Kiddush Al Makam Suda. We see Rav Huna holds that's Ein Kiddush Al Makam Suda. Va'af Rabba, and Rabba as well. Rabba also agrees to this. Rabba also held Ein Kiddush Al Makam Suda. We have a raya that Rabba also holds like Rav Huna, like Shmuel, that Kiddush Al Makam Suda. Damar Abayi, because Abayi says Kavik Avina Beimar, when we were a Talmidim in the base Medrash of Rabba. Right, Abayi of course was a Talmud of Rabba. Also, Rabba raised him because he was an orphan. Kavik Makadish, when make Rabba was Rabba Benachmeni, and Abayi often was also known as Nachmeni. When we make Kiddush, Amalani would tell us, Timavidu, taste something, because perhaps, till you go to your place where you're gonna, to your place where you're sleeping, the lamp will become extinguished, and you won't be able to, you won't have Kiddush in the house where you eat, and then this Kiddush you're not Yetza, because they ain't Kiddush on Makam Suda. Kiddush has to be Makam Suda, and therefore, make sure you eat something over here, because maybe when you get home, you won't have a place, you won't have a lamp, you won't be able to eat, and you won't be Yetza, you Kiddush and Suda there. You're not Yetza Kiddush here if you don't eat anything, and therefore you'll be missing out on your meal Friday night. Here's where, maybe I jumped the gun, here's where, there's the debate was going on, where he says that you could theoretically have your meal, you have 3 meals Shabbos day, but the point is that you're not Yetza, you won't be Yetza your meal tonight, you won't be able to be Yetza your Kiddush tonight, not just your meal, you won't be able to Yetza your Kiddush tonight, because you didn't have Kiddush, you didn't eat in this place, if you don't eat where we are right now, and you're not going to eat in your new place, you won't have Kiddush at all at night, on Friday night, and therefore you should eat something in this place before you go home. When you have Kiddush, eat something in order to be able to Kiddush Makam Suda. Ain't he asking where is that so? Meaning, does Rabbi agree to Shmuel that ain't Kiddush Al Makam Suda? L'chairu, who's the Bar Plukta of Shmuel? We know, obviously, top of the Amen. Rav, bottom of the last Amen. Rav argues Shmuel. Rav says, you don't need Kiddush Makam Suda. And Rabbi rules typically like Rav. Says more about Baye. Vamar Baye, didn't Abaye say a klal, kol midi demar, have avid kirav, all of Rabbis Pesachim. He held like Rav, the Bar Mahani Tlasav Kishmuel, except for the following three things where he's knowing like Shmuel. And what are these three things? Matir Rebegle Begad. He allowed to take off tzitzis from one begad, one talus, and put it onto another talus. Badikim and El Nair. And by Chanukah, you climb from one end to another. You don't have to take a outside, we'll call it a unsanctified, for lack of a better word, Nair to light the Chanukah Nairs. You could use one existing Chanukah Nair to light another Chanukah Nair. And lastly, Halakha of Shemagreira. And these three halachas, again, we're saying these three halachas that Rabbi Pasalek Shmuel, that the halachas like a Shimon Begreira, when we talk about on Shabbos, dragging a bench. So we know when one drags a bench, we may create a charitz. It's not for sure. If it's Vamish for sure and create a charitz, that's Psikresha. Everyone agrees it's a problem, right? Even Rav Shimon agrees is usher, but where it may is davar shein miskavi. He's not intending for it to dig a ditch. He's intending just to move this bench. He's just intending to move it, and it may make a ditch. So that's only it's davar shein miskavi. Rav Shimon holds it's okay. So Rabba Paskins like Shmuel, who Paskins like Rav Shimon, says Gemara. The Tanya Rav Shimon Eimer on this last machlekes. Rav Shimon says Geir Adam Mitav Kisa Vesaf Sof Shabbos. A person could drag a bench, a bed, or a chair on Shabbos. Uvashle Skavon Las Charetz. As long as he's not having kivun to make charetz, that's a problem. Then he's mamish digging. That's a problem of Baina or Chayrish on Shabbos. But if he doesn't have intent, then it's okay. So we see that except for those three places where Rabba sides with Shmuel, in general, Rabba sides with Rav. So over here, why by Kiddush is Rabbi being machmel like Shmuel and saying in Kiddush Ella b'makam suda? He's being machmel like Shmuel. Ailechay oyu always goes like Rav. Answers the Gemara exactly that. Kechumra de Rav Avda. Typically, Rabba holds like the chumras of Rav. He holds like the chumras of Rav over Shmuel, and that's why if you look at those three dinim, all three of those dinim were kulas. That what you could be matir tis and megal begad. You can light chanuk lech from one to the other. You can be geirer the mita kita v'safsel kisev v'safsel. Those are all kulas. So typically, Rabba passes like Rav. The chumra, except for three places where he doesn't, where he's making like Shmuel. But when it comes to kulas, he didn't pass like Rav. Kikulad Rav got Ovid, like the kulas of Rav, Rabba didn't paskin. And in this case, the machmer is Shmuel, not Rav. And therefore, the cloud that Rabba passed like Rav wouldn't apply. And therefore, it's not fair that Rav is passed like Shmuel. It gets involved with the general question of the Gemara elsewhere says to take on the chumras of both Beshame Silate is also not the most optimal Amahalach. Here it sounds like Rabba was taking on the chumras of Rav and Shmuel, but maybe it's not across the board. His klal was he takes on the chumras of Rav. That was his klal. And it could be in some place he took on a chumras of Shmuel. It doesn't mean he always took on the chumras of Shmuel. Okay. We do see in at least three places he takes on a kul of Shmuel. Okay. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechon says, now, we had, again, when we started with the daf, we had two shitas. We had Rav and Shmuel. Rav said, you're not yaitza your bracha for yayin from shul to your house. You gotta make a new bracha on yayin, but kiddush your yaitza. And Shmuel says, you're not yaitza on yayin, for sure not. And you're not even yaitza kiddush because not kishmak basuda. And we pointed out, Rabbi Yechon is gonna say yaitza both. Says Rabbi Yechon, afite yayin am yaitza, the person's yaitza even the bracha of yayin. He's yaitza the bracha of yayin, even though he's going from place to place. Va'az Rabbi Yechon to me, Rabbi Yechon goes, according to his reasoning, says Gemara, that what? Whether one there's a change in the wine. What does that mean, shina yayin? That means, let's say, a new barrel of wine is poured in front of a person in the middle of a meal. You drink one type of wine, and they bring now a new barrel of a new type of wine. So, echad, a case of shina yayin, ve'echad, top of a maze, ve'echad, shina makam, or a change of place. You're changing the location where you're eating. Ein tzach levarach, one is not required to make a new bracha. Not for the new wine or not for the new place. One does not need to make a new bracha. And the Rishonim discussed that this Rebbe Yechon says you don't have to make a new bracha when you're moving. The second in applies not just to wine, applies to all foods. All foods, right? We happen to be talking about wine in this context, therefore it says about wine. But all foods, a person will have to make a new bracha when he changes his place. On this din, the bottom of Amar Aleph, that by shina yayin, changing of wine, Tais points out, yes, you don't have to make a new bracha going to Bechon for the new wine. You don't have to make a new bracha of Bar Piagafen, but you would have to make a new bracha of Atayva Meitiv. When you bring a new wine to the table, you would have to make a new bracha of Atayva Meitiv. Rashbam says Dafka if the wine is more chashev, the new wine. Taisa says Lav Dafka, even if it's not more chashev, different wine requires a new bracha of Atayva Meitiv. Okay, we'll leave that for now, but we're saying Rabbi Yechon's Lagabi Bar Piagafen, one need not make a new bracha for bringing out a new wine or for moving one's place. Says Gemara. On this din, it's a black and white price that says one changes location while he's eating, has to make a new bracha. So in general, you have to make a new bracha, bring a new wine, taka, that doesn't need a new bracha. But changing one's place, his location, does require a new bracha. Black and white price, and tiyufta, that is the question of Bechlin. So therefore, Bechlin was saying that you don't have to make a new kiddush when you get to the house, you get to kiddush and shul, and you don't have to make a new aguffin because you get to aguffin shul. It's a clear price, and not like that, a new aguffin, a person would have to make. Yosef, now on this topic of making a new bracha with the change of place, Yosef, again, this is much more of a bracha sugya. We did discuss this in brachas, but the Agamor over here does elaborate as well from here to the Bamadam. It goes rather quickly. Yosef, Ida, Rav, Kamei, Rav, Chizda, Yosef, Rav, Chizda, Kamei, Mishmei, Rav, Huna. Rav, Ida, Rav, was saying, Rav, Chizda, Rav, Chizda was saying, name Rav, Huna as follows. Had Amit, Shina, Makam, Tzach, Rav, Chizda, we say that when one changes location, he needs to make a new bracha, Leshana, El, Mabayas, Labayas. As Saf, when he goes from one house to another house, Avam, Makam, Lamakam, Lai, when one going from one place to another place within the same house, that would not require making a new bracha. That wouldn't require making a new bracha. This discussion, are we talking about a case where you can see the other location, or even if you can't see it, as long as it's the same house, is that good enough? Okay, says the Gemara further, Amalei Rav Idi Bra'avin, Hachi Tanina Le Masisa Dvei Rav Hinnik. We talk and learn in the base medish of Rav Hinnik as follows, Rav Le Masisa Dvei Rav Hinnik, Kavasech, we talk and learn just like, as follows, as you said, we learned the same din, that within the same house, one need not make a new bracha, only when you're going to a different house. Fel Rav Huna Masisa Kamashma, and Zemar is bothered. Rav Huna, he's telling us a brisa, we learned this memra, this brisa in the base medish of Rav Hinnik. Rav Huna, the Meir is coming to tell us that which we already learned in brisa, a little bit of a chiddush, because we find Kaseder in the Mar's answer. Rav Huna Masisa Leishmili, Rav Huna hadn't heard this brisa, we find the Kaseder. It's a funny question, funny half meaning of him. Rav Huna is coming to tell us a din that we learned in a brisa. The Mishnah would be more shver. He tells us a din we learned in a Mishnah, a din we learned in a brisa, which the Gemara quotes that this is a brisa that's quoted in the Beis Medrash of Hinnik. Sounds like it wasn't the most well-known brisa, so that's exactly why Rav Huna was teaching, because he didn't know if there was an existing brisa. That's the Gemara's answer. Okay. Vesu Yasser Rav Chizda Kamar Shmei Rav Not Shmei Rav Shei. Rav Chizda was saying before we were saying Rav Idi Bravin was saying in front of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda was saying the name of Rav Huna. Now Rav Chizda was saying in his own name. Hadam Shina Makam Tzarach Lebarach. So we say the Shina Makam needs to make a brachah leamarin El Bedvar. This is his big klal. This that when you change your place, you have to make a new bracha, is dafka things that one does not have to make a bracha lachreim, which means, by the way, we've had this lesson already in brachas, where we say, la'achra v'lei klum, you don't have to make a bracha afterwards, even though you still have to make a burn of freshas, we call that not have to make a bracha afterwards. It means lafuke, benching, proper benching, or even alamichya. That's called make a bracha afterwards. Some of which you don't have to make a bracha afterwards. B'mkayman, the halacha is when one eats, he's supposed to make a benching in his place. He's supposed to make a bracha where he ate. Something which you have to make a bracha afterwards we eat. So if you move locations, let's say, and you want to continue eating, you're able to continue without a new bracha. Avadvarma, tunim bracha, lachreim, b'mkayman. Something which you're supposed to make a bracha afterwards in the spot where you ate, then ein tzach levarach, one does not have to make a new bracha when he moves to a new place. By taima, l'kviya kam hadar, because it's like you're returning to your original place. Meaning, by continuing this original meal, and the food you're eating is chashev to be mechayev, making a bracha chorene in your place, so it's like you're continuing the original meal, and therefore it's like you're going back to the original meal, even though you're in a new place, and it's a continuation, and therefore it doesn't require a bracha. So the basic klal to take out of this gemara would be that if a person has to, let's say, when a person's eating something which requires a burn of fashas, we're not makbif you to go back to the place to make the burn of fashas where you ate, but whatever you're eating that requires only burn of fashas, when you move your location, you have to make a new bracha reshaina. So you don't have to go back there for the bracha chorene for burn of fashas, but you have to make a new bracha shana when you move. Whereas if a person is eating something which requires him to technically go back to the place where he ate to bench, so then if he moves and continues eating, then he'd be able to continue eating without a new bracha. Of course, there's a discussion a person should have in mind that he's going to be planning to move. But the point is, if he moves, especially if he has a mind that he's going to go finish the meal somewhere else, that'll be okay, and he would not need a new bracha. Okay. Now, by the way, in a case where it's something which he only is making a burn of fashas, which you can make anywhere over there, it's not so pasha. Even if he has a mind, if it works, if he has a mind, he's moving, if it works, unless the person's mamish al hilch baderech. There's halacha, if a person's mamish moving on the road, so you don't have to keep making bracha every second. If he's hilch baderech, that's going to be okay. And we've spoken in the past, I don't want to say it's 100% a foolproof psak, but maybe I shouldn't say in his name, but Mechavrusa held, Rabbi Kanner, Shlita, he held that if a person, let's say, is taking a coffee, and he's making the coffee, he's taking it into the car, he knows he's taking it to go, so even though he starts in the house, that's already considered a mahalach, he's already moving because he knows he's taking it to go, and perhaps that likely, not just perhaps, he held that mistama that would not require a new bracha when he takes a drop in the house and then moves into his car, because he knows he's planning to move the whole time, that would be considered someone who's moving v'chlal, and that would not require a new bracha. Okay, Rav Sheshes says, in both cases, the person has to make a new bracha, meaning both foods that require bracha chorin in their place, even those foods, and certainly foods that don't require bracha weren't in the place, does require a new bracha. Meis v'yesk gemar kasha on Rav Chizda. Now, Rav Sheshes, this is going to be a question against Rav Chizda. B'nechabur that's got gathered together, they were reclining to drink back in the day. They used to typically recline, like you pointed out just the other day from the story that they were mesubin and akai. They're mesubin lishtais, they're reclining to drink together. Vakrag leimatz is lukas kala. They got up to go greet the chasm of the kala, kashin yaitzin ain't tunim bracha kufim afreya. When they go out, they don't have to make a bracha chorin of that which they drank. And when they come back, they don't need to make a bracha. But medvar murim, what's the qualification? They left their meal, and they left the zakan echela there. Basically, it doesn't have to be zakan echela. The point is, that's typically the people that wouldn't get up to go greet chasakala. But the point is, if you left someone by the meal, someone remained there, then they don't have to make a new bracha. Aval. So the meal didn't kind of end, but if they disbanded completely, the meal ended. Then, when they leave, they have to make a bracha chreina for that which they ate previously. And when they come back, they have to make a new bracha. Now let's make a diak. It says akraglam. Akraglam is lashon of they will ikir from a suda. If they just were drinking, that's not called akraglam. Akraglam is mash. They had a proper meal which requires a bracha chreina in your place. They had a proper meal. And still, what are we saying? We're saying the reason why they don't have to make a new bracha is dafko because time and the nichasham zakan echela, only because they left the zakan echela there. But had they not left the zakan echela, had the meal disbanded, they would have to finish, make a bracha chorina, and then go back and make a new bracha. But you let it go muckle muckle anyway. So why is it worse to go back to the place where it came from? Says the Mara, the kishen yaitzin ain't tunin bracha mafela, kishen chayzin ain't tunin bracha lechatkila. The reason why they don't have to make a bracha when they leave and when they come back is because they left someone there. Make a diyek, avalei nichasham zakan echela. Had they not left the zakan echela there, kishen yaitzin tunin bracha mafela, they would need a bracha for what they ate already, and kashen chayzu, that's when they're leaving, and when they're coming back to the same spot, tunim bracha lechila, they need a new bracha lechatchila. Kasher of chizda chayzu, kasher of chizda, we see that a person who goes makkel makkam, even on something which requires benching in his place, even something which is a real kviya suda, even like a meal, washing, would still need a new bracha, kasher of chizda. The Gemara's going to answer, tzolim achleikas tana, let's just read the first words, and we'll leave the rest for tomorrow. Amar nachman yitzchak, top of kuf beis bet aleph, man tana akiris. Who's the tana over here? It says akiris, that you need to make a new bracha, Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda, and we're going to bring a brayso that brings us a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda. First, the Tanaim, Senechrami, Rav Chizda is going with the Tanakama of the brayso, and we're going to say this other brayso that we just quoted that requires a new bracha unless you leave the zakin ochelu there. That goes like Rabbi Yehuda. We'll quote the brayso, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.